TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
All right, shall we sync it up?
We shall.
All right, just don't wander around the room too much, Tim, because it really picks you up in the room.
My dick picks you up in the room.
I hear your kid very clearly.
Yep.
Yes, I know. Anyway, in 3, 2, 1.
Cock.
Cock at you.
No.
Easy,
no.
Because you're beautiful. Oh.
No.
You brighten up my day.
No.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah. TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week we talk about eating healthy, the movie Logan, we diss Donald Trump, of course, and we talk about sexual bias. And when you hear this sound,
that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast. Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome.
I liked it because Andy said it last week. I was going to see if somebody else would say it this week.
Oh, okay.
Too late now.
Welcome to TanCast.
No, it's too late. I fucking said it.
No.
Yeah. Welcome.
Nope.
Welcome.
This has already happened.
You're here.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. And we hear this sound.
No.
That's me drowning Noah in the bay.
Sitting on a cock because I'm gay.
All right.
That was a Louis C.K. opener that he talked about in that comedian roundtable thing, right? What happened to my voice? Oh, God, my throat.
And then they riffed on it for a while, and then one guy said, what about the whistling or something? Oh, they just all cracked up.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite part of that whole conversation.
Aw, that wasn't as auditorially interesting as it was visual. I slipped something in the whistle to make it stop.
Oh, gotcha.
You actually were using like a whistly thing.
I was using my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His mouth face.
I was using my lips.
Oh, okay.
Did we already say who we are?
Yes, we did.
Okay, great.
We've lost track. I've derailed us. I've ruined the episode.
That's our 400th episode.
Is it?
It is 400.
This is 400. We turned 400?
Yep.
Good golly.
Miss Molly.
As usual, we limp across the finish line, bleeding.
Yeah.
Missing parts.
You know what a good podcast might do? Just throwing it out there. But a good podcast might have prepared for the 400th episode and might have decided like, hey, let's do a retrospective or a best of or something, you know. Effort. Minimal effort.
Well, listener Nick has gone down the rabbit hole and is starting all episodes over with episode one. Or at least he was. He did episode one and he commented on it, and then he commented on episode two, and then I'll wager his spirit gave out, and he's like, fuck it.
Nick, if you're going to continue this, well, shit, you're not going to hear this for a long, long time. Nick, if you've continued this, and if you have made it this far and hold on yet to some thin shred of your sanity, please let us know where we can contact your family to send our condolences.
So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
How the fuck was everything? Mine was good. Uneventful, I want to say.
Is that just sounding shitty for me?
No, it was, I think, just you.
Okay.
What's it sound like, Tim?
Maybe these...
Oh, yeah. Like, that was only you. Only you.
Well, then, I agree with what you said?
Yes. Yeah, I had a fairly uneventful week. I mean, lots of shit moving around at work because, once again, listeners may recall that my company likes to reorganize itself from time to time, which is approximately annually. So it's that time of year again. So they're doing it again. So I'm not too worried about it. I mean, I'm never worried about it. I just mean, you know, like this one bothers me even less than other ones that don't haven't really bothered me, mainly because part of this reorganization includes my promotion. So
huzzah!
I am fully on board with that. Apparently it was made official on Friday. Now I'm just waiting for HR to actually, like, have the offer letter so I find out how much money I'll be making.
Millions and zillions of dollars!
And find out if turning down that other job 2 months ago for this was worth it. Because I stayed on faith. Because I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith,
the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has a body like you, but I got to think twice.
Okay.
Before I give your heart away.
All right, Opera Mano.
That's awesome, Andy. I know, work stuff was just causing you stress in general. So it's nice that you've had some movement.
Yeah, it's not. So most of the stress was, self-inflicted. So if I'd cared less, I would have just found another job and left. But I cared.
But regardless of why the stress was there, it's, it's going to get better.
That's true.
What I'm saying.
This is true. Yeah. Well, thank you then.
I don't want you stressed, man. Stress is a killer. What the fuck are you doing, Tim?
I ran to the other room, got actual headphones, hooked them in, and then came back.
Oh.
Okay.
So it turns out the range of these headphones is about 7 feet from the computer. Which is way farther than the other headphones were. So, for a while, I just didn't hear anything. And then when I was reconnecting these headphones, I couldn't hear what you guys were saying. And then I just heard Noah say something, and then it was awfully quiet. I'm like, maybe they're waiting for me to say something. So I said, uh-huh.
Ah, gotcha. No, we had just sort of solved the mysteries of life. Some deep questions about existence and the nature of, man's inhumanity to man. And that was it. We were just sort of having a quiet moment after that.
Sweet.
Of reflection.
Yeah, just being introspective.
The answer's 2, Tim, in case you're wondering.
No. I thought the answer was 42.
42.
No, they got it wrong.
I don't know. They put a lot of work into it.
Did they put a lot of work into it? I don't know.
Silliness. Sorry, I'm away from the microphone again. I got to work on that.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Well, I'm trying to keep the microphone away from my obnoxiously loud computer fan, so if I have to do something on the computer, that means I have to turn away from the microphone.
Solve your shit, Tim.
I have solved it. It's 42.
Okay.
42.
I saw Logan.
I know.
Nice. I'm going to see that in 6 days.
So it ends with...
Neat.
Nothing that you need to stay after the credits for.
It was fucking dark.
It was dark.
Yeah, I'm not... I mean, there's a part that I'm not going to talk about, but there's one scene, Tim, where I was just like, fuck.
Which scene was that?
It was a specific scene.
Oh, it was a specific scene.
Yeah.
That helps me not.
Oh, yeah, not a generic scene?
No, not a generic
not a general scene.
A very specific scene.
Oh, okay.
And specific things happened in this scene.
There's one point where the characters make a choice. I'm like, why would you do that? You know what's going to happen. And then it happens. I was like, I knew this was going to happen.
I think we may be talking about the same thing. I'm just going to text just Tim. Yep, that's just Tim.
Oops, that was Andy too. Andy, ignore that text.
No.
Yes!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Tim, 40 is not coming on gently.
What? What are you talking about?
do not go gently. Wait, how's that thing go?
I am do not go gently into the good night.
Yes.
It's gentle, but yeah.
All right.
Gently.
Okay.
Adverbs.
I'm not going gently. Fuck, in general, my anxiety's been better.
Good.
But my heart, it just did this weird flippy, floppy thing. It's just so fucking unnerving. Like, sometimes just like this quick thing, but sometimes I can feel it misbeating for multiple seconds. I'm like, this does not feel normal. This does not feel like what my heart should be doing right now. I wish you would stop that right now, heart. And then when it happens for a few days afterwards, I'm like, is it going to happen again? It can happen anytime.
Anytime, anywhere, anyone.
Any place.
No, anyone, because there's only Noah.
There can be only one.
Yes.
Highlander. Any good trailers in front of Logan, Tim, for you? Yes, there's a good one. Yes, I forgot about that.
Well, I was going to talk about this online. I meant to post about this, but like other stuff was happening. I was like, I don't want to follow that up with this. But like, clearly, I haven't. Like, people were saying, Tim, you're just blathering on about the John Williams thing too much. Like, you need to stop talking about it. Clearly, I've not talked about it enough, because not one single person pointed out the Deadpool trailer before it happened.
Okay.
Surely you've seen it online, Andrew.
Yes.
Okay. So he changes in a phone booth, and they're playing the actual John Williams theme.
Yes.
No one's like, hey, Tim, there's a treat for you in front of Deadpool that you're going to like. Although Noah did say something to that effect.
I did want to spoil it, but that was fucking awesome. At first, I was like, I'm like, wait, Deadpool's in Logan? Because the way they put it in front of the movie makes it seem like it's part of the movie.
Exactly.
And I was like, what the fuck? But then it was not. But I was like, oh, that was fucking good. But you haven't seen it yet, right, Andy?
No, not yet.
Okay. I won't say more about it, but it is fucking awesome.
Although, if you watch the online version, it is significantly different and longer than the one in front of the movie.
Better?
No.
Okay.
Well, there's some extra bits in it.
Because I saw one that somebody had recorded, like a handheld camera that was, you know, shit quality. And then I saw when they actually posted the real one, or I guess posted it officially online. And I thought, like, there were just big chunks missing from the shitty copy one.
Exactly. Like, there's a cameo in the one online that is not in the one in theaters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
No, if you think really hard, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't like to think hard.
Okay, well, if you think really soft.
Okay, I'll think soft.
Yeah.
Soft and wet.
And, like, the music that's coming out of his headphones is different, and there's more Superman theme in the movie theater one versus the online one.
Interesting. Good to know.
But, that all being said, it was neato.
Neato burrito?
Neato burrito.
Wearing a Speedo?
Neato burrito!
I feel like I saw or experienced something else that I was like, oh, this would be good to talk about on Tank. Well, I didn't really talk about Logan. Well, other than that, it's dark.
Yeah.
It is just kind of like, it's one of those things, like, I don't know why for a movie to be good, it's got to be so dark. Like, oh, that was a good movie. Yeah, because it was fucking depressing.
It was definitely hard to watch. Go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, I don't know that any franchise has ever taken such a dramatic shift in tone.
Between, like, the previous iterations? Like,
I mean, not that there wasn't, you know, seriousness to the other X-Men iterations, but, like, it would be like if in the next Vacation movie they had to solve a grisly murder or something.
Nice. So, question for, I guess, both of you.
Answer.
Without spoiling why, if the answer is yes, is it good to have watched either the previous standalone Wolverine movies or the most recent X-Men movies?
Doesn't matter in the slightest, I would say.
Good. So I think I've explained before, but my wife has a tendency, you know, if there's something else coming out in the series of like, no, I've got to go back and rewatch all of the ones before this. And then we wind up, like, never watching the thing because...
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a little tease at the end of Apocalypse. No. Yeah, Apocalypse. But, like, apparently the director, one of the reasons he had to be dragged kicking and screaming into this, he doesn't like working in this continuity. Like, he doesn't want to... Like, people were asking him why this character wasn't played by the same actor. He's like, because I don't give a fuck. And, like, they set up one way, and they're like, that villain is too stupid. We're doing it this way.
Nice.
I guess I can say, they sort of set up, I think his name is Mr. Sinister.
Uh-huh.
They set him up at the end of Apocalypse. Don't worry about it. Nowhere to be found. Not even mentioned. Don't even think twice about it.
So
he's so sinister, he left.
Yeah, at the end of Apocalypse, there was a bit where they're collecting blood samples and putting it in with a bunch of other, like, liquid samples.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got... It wasn't Roxxon. It was some other, like, famous, comic book or game or whatever company. And I can't remember the name of it. But it was one of those, like, I'm sure comic book super nerds just popped a huge boner. I have no fucking idea what that company name means.
Yeah, it was, like, it was a company that I think is owned in the comics by Mr. Sinister.
Okay. Yeah, see? No fucking clue.
How did that family not know their kid was going to grow up to be a bad guy? Like, should we change our name? Like, you know, like an Ellis Island? Or should we go from sinister to chipper?
No. It's fine. I'm Bob Sinister, you're Jane Sinister, and this is our darling son, Mr. Sinister.
we could change our name to Gregarious?
No. Sinister. It's a long, proud tradition.
My pappy was a sinister. His pappy before him was a sinister. The boy's gonna be a sinister.
The sinisters came over on the Mayflower. They were in the hold, eating the dead.
The sinister's a magical proud cousin family name.
Who is in Slytherin House was also a sinister.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, so thank you. I will pass that along to her, and then hopefully actually go get to see Logan. Maybe.
Yeah, the director was like, I don't give a fuck.
Was the recasting Caliban?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay, because I heard that Caliban
he was
in
awesome.
This. Is Stephen Merchant Caliban?
Yes.
That would depend on who Stephen Merchant is.
Ah, tall, British, glasses, gangly.
He's definitely British. Oh, wait, was he? Hang on. I think he was in something that I've seen.
He was in Hot Fuzz. He's been in lots of stuff with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, but he was in something funny that I've seen.
Hello, Ladies?
Nope.
Wait, Hot Fuzz was fucking hilarious.
I said that I've seen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, The Tooth Fairy with the Rock. Yes, one of my favorite films.
Wait, he was in the fucking Tooth Fairy?
He was, apparently, according to this. No, it was the lip sync battle that I saw him on, but I'm like, movie 43.
Oh, yes, he was in that. Yeah, lip sync battle, he created it and is one of the, like, executive producers or something like that.
I don't see a lot of other stuff that I know him from. But, yes, so that's who it is. You're right.
All right.
That is who it is.
Yeah.
And he was good. He was very... And Patrick Stewart was surprisingly funny.
Patrick Stewart's funny, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yes. But just for such a dark movie, he just had some very, like, hilarious parts.
And then all of her clothes fall off. She tries to cover herself, but it's too late. I've seen everything.
Did you see him on Colbert when they were doing the parody of Waiting for Godot, where they were waiting for the healthcare plan?
No.
Oh, man. It was amusing. Especially because it ended with, why don't we just, instead of waiting, why don't we just go to Canada? That's a great idea. And they're both just standing there, and Steven's like, I thought we were going to go to Canada. All right. Number one, beam us up. And they both beam out. I was like, they didn't know how to end that bit, so they went with the Star Trek reference.
Yep. I approve.
I'm Tim Babb, and I approve this reference. Yep.
I've got some streaming for you guys if you want it.
Stream that shit.
Yeah. I don't want it.
Says the President of the United States.
Andy, I don't want it.
It's a pee joke, Noah. You don't want it? You don't want any of my golden reviews?
No. Go ahead, tell me.
Just raining down upon you? It's warm and a little salty.
All right.
We just wrapped up watching Lemony Snicket's series of unfortunate events. The first season, the Netflix series, not the movie, with Jim Carrey. It was quite good. So, Tim, your youngest is still too young to give half a shit about it. But even Michael, I don't know if he's quite old enough for this. I kind of feel like 7, 8, 9, maybe okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
And there are adult jokes in there as well, but like not, you know, any that would be inappropriate in front of kids. So as an example, there's one character who's talking to another character about how much, they enjoy being villains together. Like, a little mayhem, a little thievery, a little death. And the other person misinterprets what they're saying and says, le petit mort, which is French for orgasm.
Ah.
Literally means it's the little death.
Ah.
Yes. So, there's little things like that tossed in that will definitely sail over the kids' heads, but adults will get it. But yeah, Drew enjoyed the hell out of it. It's got Neil Patrick Harris, and that man is fucking talented.
Talented at being shitty.
No, he's a talented
dude.
You
take that back. Neil Patrick Harris is a joy.
I do not take it back.
You take it all the way back. You take it back and you plug it right back in your butt. Where you
find me
and
fight me, Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris, he's calling you out. Go sing at him.
It would be an honor to be beaten up by Neil Patrick Harris.
It would be an honor and a pleasure to be beaten up by you, sir.
Sir, your fisticuffs are, as usual, filled with panache and style. I expected nothing less.
You brought a level of depth to this ass-whooping.
Whew. I was looking to see if I'd streamed anything recently, and nothing amazing comes to mind, but I watched some of The Batman, but that's not important. Chris Hardwick plays Green Arrow on The Batman.
Huh. He does
Wait,
a lot
Batman,
of
work. Is that the show that was canceled already?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I was a fan.
Oh, and I was starting to watch Never Sleep Again, the documentary about the making of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, but I apparently didn't even get like an eighth of the way through it. looking at where the timestamp stopped. Yeah, that was it. I'm like, I can't watch this before I'm sleeping. Yeah. What a Freddy gets me.
I gotta wear my shirt.
That's true.
I mean, it was an actual serious question. Like, I still get fucking scared at scary movies.
Oh, no. The documentary is not particularly scary.
Okay.
At least less than an eighth of it is not particularly scary. That much I can assure you. But anyway, when I opened up Netflix to see, there's an ad for Iron Fist, which is apparently not getting good reviews.
Oh, that's sad.
They're like, it is not only, like, well, people are pissed because he's white, which, I mean, I understand it, but, like, he was white in the comics.
Yeah, but on the flip side, he was white in the comics because of whitewashing in the first place.
I guess. So, anyway, they're angry about the racial issue, and then they say it's also boring.
Yeah, some people who, like, some press who got to watch, like, the first three episodes or whatever, one of them mm-hmm. said, while I was watching it to review, my wife came around and said something about, I didn't realize that they'd be rebooting The Arrow so soon, because it's rich, pampered white guy, suffers tragedy, goes off, gets trained to come back, and comes back a violent superhero. So yeah, they're critique, and apparently like the look is a lot like, and like the way, like the emotional beats are apparently a lot like The Arrow. Which, I mean, in fairness, the first season of The Arrow was pretty damn good. But yeah, after two seasons of The Daredevil and one of Jessica Jones and one of Luke Cage, I was not expecting pretty good. A lot like stuff you've seen before. I wanted something stylistically interesting and with good acting and an interesting plot. And it sounds like I'm not going to get that, so sad.
Although, I mean, granted, I was going to say I didn't have no investment in the Iron Fist character, but I didn't really know who the fuck Jessica Jones was before that series, and I didn't really care much about Daredevil until that series.
Yeah.
And I didn't give two shits about Luke Cage until Jessica Jones. I was like, I would like to see a whole series with that guy. Yeah. Well, that's what's coming next. Sweet.
Yeah. Sweet Christmas.
Yes. He should be my second favorite superhero because of his catchphrase.
Yeah, he should be. I mean, not just because he's a gorgeous man with a perfectly round head. I mean, nothing to do with that. Andy does not have a secret gay crush on.
He's a fine slice of man meat.
He is at that.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Nope.
He's also just, in addition to being a fine slice of man meat, he is a genuinely good actor. Like, I cared about the shit he was going through.
You'd want to get coffee with him, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd get coffee with him.
I see what you did there. Coffee beats sex. I know what it means.
Tim, I don't like coffee.
But you do like it black.
Yeah!
But you do like cock.
Black and sweet.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what? I believe we are going to see the Batman Lego movie tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I know what I did. I remember.
What you did?
Last time we recorded, I was like, I'm going to my office Christmas, or not, well, technically Christmas party, but my office party tonight.
Yes. Christmas in March.
Right. Yeah. Chris March.
Yes.
That's a thing. On my other podcast.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Last year, I didn't really know enough people. I didn't interact with enough people that I've, like, it was just me and my wife just sort of talking to each other the whole night. This year, like, I am friendly with enough of my coworkers that I was actually sitting with them. We were, you know, having fun, hanging out. And then, like, it was time to start dancing, and, like, I was actually doing some dancing. I am too old for this shit.
Aww.
Like, I was sore for days afterwards.
I'm dancing. Aww. I'm dancing.
And there was I was dancing with this one lady's friend, date, I'm not really sure. And we were talking about, like, you know, like, the music is too, like, first of all, the DJ sucked. Like, it would be like, okay, here's some great hits from today, and here's some random shit that you've never heard of. And then here's some great hits from yesteryear and more random shit no one's heard of. And you're like, I'm like, DJ, look up. The floor is empty. You're failing. Okay, look up. People on the floor. More like this. Nope. He does not. He just put his iPod on shuffle and just sat there and made it look like he was
just
still
walked
doing
away. And not even like the good shuffle, just like I downloaded some MP3s, some LimeWire a while back, and this is what I got.
Some of them may be mislabeled. One's just a fat guy yelling, "Pudding! Pudding! Pudding!"
That would have been preferable. But so anyway, we were talking about the music, and she's like, yeah, and she was like 7 years older than me, and she was still dancing like all night. I was like, I'm not just old, I'm just a failure. Like, I'm like, I have to sit down. These old bones weren't made for all this dancing.
There's somebody at work who just joined our team and has a birthday coming up next week, and she was saying, she's like, I'm really not looking forward to this one. So when I was like, oh, well, why? She's like, just too close to 30. First of all, that seems weird, but how close to 30? I'm turning 28. Christ! So you got 2 years after this until you're 30? I turn 40 next month! Plus, 30s were fucking awesome! I enjoyed the hell out of my 30s, by and large. I mean, they had some, you know, downtimes in there, too. Like, big-ass, like, economic crash and all the concern and whatever went along with that, but, like, I knew who I was by the time I was in my late 20s and 30s. I knew where I was going. Like, I started to, you know, feel confident in myself and in my future and in my ability to, like, support a family and shit.
Oh, that must have been nice. Oh, sorry. I was way across the room for that because I had to chase James out of the room.
Yeah, we could tell by the fact that it was like, oh, I don't
know. Yeah, the 30s have been...
Harrison Ford's walking away from the microphone again.
Some of the best fucking years of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I have more money, actually mm-hmm. start getting in shape and, like, doing shit. And, like, mm-hmm. I think for me, the 30s is like, hey, I know who I am now, and I know what I want and I don't want. So let me start doing that shit.
Interesting. That's a way to go.
Mm-hmm. How'd
you do it, too?
I'm just throwing it out there. Eat all the shit you want. Feel like a fat slob. Play a lot of video games. And die young like all of the male members of your family before you.
I'm going to avoid that.
Oh, okay.
If I can.
You know, both good. No, both. I just, you know, some people I've heard are going the other route. I just thought I'd float it. Just see what you thought about it.
Well, you've been eating salads, right?
I have been eating the fuck out of some salads.
Salads are good, am I right?
I will toss that salad and then eat it.
No, they are not good.
Oh, they are good.
So I have found a variety of salads. Like, I've got a salad that I like, and all of the varieties that I do of it are only very slight variations. But it's super convenient, because, like, I'll go to Publix one day in a week and grab fixin' for salad, and it will make three or four salads. And I will just, you know, keep tossing it back in the fridge in between. So I get something like dark leafy greens, so, you know, maybe spring mix or... like arugula mix or something like that, or baby spinach. That's a good one, too. I think it's Purdue. They have like a resealable packet of grilled breast meat, chicken breast meat. I feel like I'm leaning on the word breast there, like titties. So sorry there. I think it's like a 16-ounce pack or a 12-ounce pack or something like that, but it's plenty of chicken to make, you know, like three or four salads out of. Then I go get a little thing of some sort of stinky cheese that Tim would hate, like gorgonzola or just straight-up blue cheese. Go for the low-fat version of that. Get some low-fat raspberry walnut vinaigrette and a little packet of stuff to sprinkle on the salad that's like candied walnuts and craisins, dried cranberries.
Man, you was crazy.
Yeah, so it's just greens and chicken and a bit of cheese and some nuts and some fruit and then a little bit of vinaigrette on the top of it. And I think it comes out to somewhere in the neighborhood of like 400 calories. I don't know, if you toss more toppings on it, probably, you know, get in the like 500 neighborhood, but...
My salad is very bare bones.
Yeah? What do you do?
I get some iceberg lettuce. Ugh. Wait, is it iceberg?
At least do romaine. Iceberg is...
Romaine, oh, okay. That's what it is. Romaine lettuce and then, like, baby spinach.
Jessica Romaine?
Together. Yes, Jessica Romaine.
Yeah, nice.
Stamos. Ooh. Oh, wait, she's not Stamos
Becca
anymore.
Romaine.
And then some chicken. Four croutons.
No more, no less.
And some Caesar salad dressing.
Classic Caesar. No, classic. Not a little sprinkle of cheese, like a little tiny bit of Parmesan?
No cheese for me. Tim is not a cheese fan.
Oh.
This is not news.
Yeah. I'd still shove some Parmesan in there, but that's just me.
Well, yes, because you are a cheese fan.
I am. I am, indeed. Stinky cheese, too. It's a stinky cheese that Tim's hated forever and ever.
Speaking of eating healthy, I tried the new bacon, I don't know if it's new, the bacon monster taco at Jack in the Box, and it's worth the extra 20 cents.
Tim, I think I just got emotional whiplash.
It tasted way better than a salad, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh. Yeah, what's the verdict, Tim?
It was not bad. I like it better, actually, than the regular Jack in the Box tacos, because I don't like that sauce.
I love that sauce. Someone wrote a whole article about, like, just the taco and, like, It's just way better than it really should be.
It is. It's weird.
Sauce.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird thing.
Sauce.
I think sauce the only time, the first time yeah, I sauce. Had a Jack in the Box taco was after I'd lived with Tim, well, I guess both of you, for a while, and Tim got one. And you were going to town on it. I'm like, that's just so wrong. No, it was before we lived together. It was when just Tim and I lived together downtown, and we had the Jack in the Box like right around the corner. And it was right next to a taqueria. I'm like, why the fuck would you get tacos here and not there? And then I had one. I was like, well, I mean, it's not the same as a taqueria taco, but but holy shit, this is way better than it has any place being.
That's some good stuff.
Sorry,
you,
I just got
right there, Chief.
Weather alert just came up on my phone. It doesn't affect me, only north of me. There's going to be potentially 2 to 4 inches of snow falling tonight in North Georgia. It's March 11th. This weather is fucking insane.
It's funny, as California is coming out of the drought, the mid-eastern area of America is getting into a drought.
Yeah, it's like the drought's just been kind of shifting around where it's at. It's got two turntables and a microphone.
Hey, where you at, drought? Where you at?
I'm over here now. Just kidding, I was over there, hiding underneath the rock.
We have less than 1% of the state still in severe drought.
Nice. That's
and
good.
And it's right on the border with Mexico.
And, just throwing it out there, Chico didn't wash away, so that's also nice.
Part of San Jose did?
I heard about that, yeah. Coyote Creek.
I mean, it was nobody's favorite part of San Jose.
Well,
my favorite part of San Jose.
I'm pretty sure the Vietnamese people living in that neighborhood enjoyed it. You know, with maintaining their houses and belongings and whatnot.
Well, they did move. They moved in a liquid fashion
to higher ground. It's like, sorry, you're boat people again.
Oh no.
Oh, you're right.
I'm gonna go back to holding the mic. Hello.
Caress the mic. Make sweet love to the mic. And by mic, I mean not your son.
Yikes. Fortunately, I never call him that.
Yes. I was about to say, and by Mike, I mean Michael, just to make it like, I mean, you know, find a guy. But then I realized, that is your child, and that is how this will be taken. So instead, I will go for a different wrong way of saying this. But, you know.
Excellent. Going to a birthday party today. Are you jealous?
Super
Who's
jealous.
Whose birthday party? Whose birthday party?
Our next door neighbor's son.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Are they having a bounce house?
Same age as Michael. I don't know if it's going to be a bounce. It's one of those indoor play area places.
Oh. Will there be clowns?
Then, just me.
Oh.
Then
is it
going to
be Navy SEALs?
Movie. I'm trying to fucking sand then, and you people are doing dumb jokes. Stop it! I was listening to an older episode of Tant Gas. I thought this was a relatively new phenomenon where you guys would interrupt me and I would get angry. And nope. Almost since the beginning.
How did you think this was new?
I don't know. I thought it was a new invention of me getting all snitty in my old age,
oh,
but nope.
No.
You guys have sucked forever. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you, grow a skin.
I do have a skin.
You trumpy little quump.
Oh, someone on my Facebook asked for nicknames that you call Trump, and I put forth President Nucksack for the reasons you mentioned.
Thank you.
They liked it.
I really, really love the anagram Tan Dump Lord. There was another one that was Damp something or other. I can't remember what it was, but it was great.
Noah?
I think we're done.
Yes. Oh.
No.
I don't know that we focused on your week much at all. Oh, well, no, not really.
No, my week was uneventful. I saw, which I mean, I already talked about, I saw Logan. and Get Out, both were good. I haven't seen any movies this week. I want to see Kong.
Okay.
A bit.
It's getting good reviews.
It is.
It's funny though, because like one of my coworkers was talking about like, yeah, I read an article and it said something about talking animals, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I do not think there were talking animals in Kong. So yeah, I want to see that. And yeah, just haven't fucking done much. Hanging out. Had a double rat, crunch rat supreme.
Mm-hmm.
Crunch rap. Sorry.
Yeah, crunch rap.
Sorry. I don't know if it's my aging ears or the bad connection or whatever, but I could have sworn you said it was the crunch rat supreme, and I did not think that sounded as appetizing.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the new thing Taco Bell's doing. First, yep. They did the fried chicken taco. Now They're adding a rat to the crunch, and it's
you know how they delicious. Make the fried crunch rat supreme so crunchy? They leave the bones in.
Was it damp old runt or damp lord nut?
I think it was damp old runt.
There you go.
Maybe it was damp nut lord.
Oh, that would work.
Cause yeah, it was. It was. One was tan dump lord, and the other one was damp nut lord. No, Lord Damp Nut. That's what it was. It was a title, Lord Damp Nut.
Thank you, internet app that does anagrams for you.
Neat. Yes, because I remember the damp nut that like just that he was got the sweaty balls.
Land mud port. Damn turd pole. Damn turd lop.
Oh, good times.
Darn dump lot. Darn mud plot. Darn dot lump. That is more entertaining than it should be.
Good times.
Guys, he's the president. He's still the president.
Rant odd plum.
Yeah. Odd plum rant. Yeah.
Dad pole, Mr. Nut. Noah, it's not doing it for you.
That's not bad.
Tan dud, Mr. Lop. All right,
I'm easily amused with words.
There's 299 of these. I'm not gonna go through all of them.
No, stop it.
They can't all be winners.
No, they can't. Just like presidential candidates. Man, I cannot get my head around the fucking Trumpkins this week trying to claim that his completely unhinged bullshit from last Saturday was, well, no, because, see, he gets intelligence briefings. First of all, he doesn't fucking attend those. And you know, he yeah. would know. He'd have a reason to know. And that's also why he's at Mar-a-Lago all the time and not at the White House, because he knows that the White House is probably bugged, too. Chucklefuck. Can I call you Chucklefuck? Because I'm going to do it regardless. First of all, are you seriously trying to say that whoever was smart enough to bug Trump Tower and then the White House because he was going to get in there wasn't smart enough to go hand out everything that they found before he got elected? Oh, or think to go also bug the place he stays all the fucking time in Florida? Like, we're going to bug the White House, but not the place in Florida that we can get easy access to.
Yeah, that's totally how conspiracies work.
And second of all, do you think that at like 5 in the morning he got shocking revelation where like the CIA sat him down on a Saturday, 5 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, Mr. Trump, Obama committed a felony, and his first thought wasn't, hey, let's have the FBI do something about this, or hey, the Department of Justice, they got a shitload of lawyers? No, it's to wait until 6:30 in the morning and then hop on Twitter and then diarrhea all over Twitter and wonder about, I bet you a good lawyer could make a great case about this. By the way, fuck Arnold. Oh, and then when some people go, oh, so where's your proof? Where's your evidence? Do you have any proof? Do you have any evidence? Congress, you better investigate this, because this seems serious. People are saying it. No, person. Fuckhole. Person. Trump said this. But no, his little cult of personality is going to fall all over themselves to not see the fact that the dude is fucking unhinged. And he's still the president.
Side tangent. Did you see where Oprah was being interviewed and they were asking her about running for president? And she's like, that's not something that ever entered my mind because, you know, I thought you had to be qualified to be president. And then it turns out you don't. She didn't say it exactly like that, but that is essentially what she said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the one redeeming thing, like I said before about Trump, is you know this shit gets to him. So even though he is going to fuck this shit up and he's going to make us look like a fucking clown car to the rest of the world, and he is going to ruin things, he's going to ruin the economy, the fucking oil companies and coal companies will be able to just dump shit wherever the fuck they want to because, no, clean water, bad, regulation, bad.
What voice is that, Eddie?
Some sort of terror-stricken Muppet.
Yeah.
So bad, I don't like it, no.
And it's also Paul Tsongas, oddly.
Yeah, a little bit.
Political figure from the 90s? Yeah. No,
no, I got you.
Well, to be specific, Al Franken's impersonation of Paul Tsongas.
You know, that actually may be what I'm thinking of. yeah. So even though he is going to fuck all this shit up, and even though people thought, oh, we need to get a businessman. No, you mean somebody whose rich-ass father handed him a bunch of money, and then he's made himself famous by lying about how much money he's made while cheating other actual business people out of their fucking, like, paychecks that he promised them for the work that they did for him? That businessman? That's who we want running the fucking country? And then people are all surprised. Oh, he's going to take this away. Oh, my mortgage got more expensive. Hey, wait, what about my health care? Well, don't vote for the person with the R next to his name when he is telling you, I'm going to fuck your shit up. When his whole life has told you, I'm going to fuck your shit up. But now that you have, I guess you got no other choice. Just join us bitching about it. Because like I've said before, it matters. He cares. We can punish him. I mean, he's still going to fuck shit up.
The great thing is, though,
but we can make him feel
clearly,
bad.
Clearly, the Democrats are all fired up, and they're not going to make the mistake of not voting again, except there was just an election in L.A., 11% of the people turned out. 11% of the registered voters turned out, I should say. I was like, so, learn that lesson, did we, assholes?
Nope.
And people were like, well, I don't know why you're angry. Like, the people who turned out were the people we wanted to, because we got what, you know, Democrat, the, you know, the progressive side of all those issues passed. It's like, yeah, only by the grace of God that other people didn't show up. Just because everybody was apathetic doesn't mean we, like, oh, good, we did it.
Yeah, that's not the win. That's not the level of engagement we need.
More people showed up to that women's march the day, you know, the day after the election than showed up to vote, I think. I don't know if that's true. That is a statement pulled directly out of my ass.
No, you know what, Tim? This is Trump's America. You go ahead and pull statements directly from your ass, and we're just going to act like it's true.
All right, then there you go. That's what happened. Also, bacon tacos make you skinny now.
Excellent.
Wait, what?
Oh,
I didn't hear about
this,
Tim.
No, not excellent, because there's no bacon tacos available to me.
That's what people are saying.
Wait,
where
do you even get bacon tacos? Tell me more.
Hey, you know what? Congress needs to investigate this.
Yes.
Do you know them? Can you set up a meeting?
Oh, man.
Christ. I am the least racist person you know, except that I'm going to assume that all black people know each other.
Not only that, it was just dismissive. Like, oh, do you want to handle it? It's like, no, fuckhead, you're the president. You have people who handle it. Don't turn it over to a reporter. That's not her goddamn job, regardless of what race she is. I mean, yes, there's the racist element to it as well, but also it's just condescending
and stupid.
Fuck that guy.
It's like, you are part of the fucking government. Did you forget, like, did her brown skin make you, like, mistake her for a secretary or something?
Did you see, I posted this on Facebook, and I know it was making the rounds, about these two people who have, like, pretty much the same job in this company. And,
yes!
All of a sudden, it was a guy and a girl, and all of a sudden he was getting, like, he was just getting, well, first of all, like, his female coworker, like, was being told that, like, she's not managing her time well because she's not getting as much done as he is in the same time period. And then there was a day where he was, like, for some reason, everything he was everything email he sent was being questioned and being condescended to, and he realized their name signatures had been swapped, and so he had a girl name on the bottom of his emails, and so they were just questioning everything he said, and then when he switched it back, it all went back to normal. So for an experiment for a week, they switched names, and she's like, and he's like, it was the most frustrating, aggravating week of my life, whereas it was the most productive week of her career. So, like, I'm not any better at my job than she is. I just have a boy's name, and they're not questioning me everything I say. We brought this to the boss. The boss didn't think it was significant.
Yeah, he just dismissed it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Oh.
And that's why when someone else I know on Facebook was posting about how, like, they were telling their daughter that, you know, feminism, not feminine, but, like, women's rights and this whole push for saying that women aren't being treated equal is bullshit, mm-hmm. and you don't need to feel that way. I'm like, fucking, you are telling your daughter lies! Lies!
Dirty fucking lies.
I'm like, I don't want to tell you how to raise your kids, but you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, so it doesn't even have to be explicit because, and again, science backs me on this, implicit bias is a real thing. Things like removing the name from resumes affects hiring. More women and minorities get hired with their same fucking resumes when the companies take their names off and the hiring, or not even just the hiring, but just the that like initial pass through the resumes to figure out who you're going to call in for an interview. When that is done blind, more women and more minorities get hired. And I realize that some people will think that I am an idiot for saying this shit out loud because I am the whitest white man who ever whited. But if I am going to succeed, I want to do it knowing that I fucking earned it. If I'm going to beat someone else for a job, I don't want the fact that my name is Andy and my skin is pale to be the reason it happened. If someone else with, you know, the name Malik can come in and beat me, good going, Malik. I need to go find another job.
So I guess that's why I wasn't getting a lot of callbacks on my resume, because I was using my business name, which is Cheddar Dick Von Dixnane.
Yeah, that probably counted against you a little bit, because they recognize that name as being from the Von Dixnanes of Dictopia, and people are just anti-Dictopian, Tim.
So anti-Dictopian. Oh.
Yes.
You ain't got to tell me. I've been living with this prejudice all my life.
I know.
All right, shall we cut the brakes on this and smash it into a wall?
Yep. Don't bother signaling either. Be like an Atlanta driver. Oh, I need to exit over there!
Good times.
Oh, all lanes of traffic. Someday we'll have self-driving cars.
And Logan, that doesn't go well.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, do I really want to go watch Logan in Trump's America? Like, I already feel shitty enough about the future. Like, other people's future. I feel fucking fine about mine. Because I'm still white, and I'm making more money. Like, if taxes go down, if they drop taxes and it touches the top, like 10%, I'm definitely going to be getting more money in my pocket.
You're one of the top 10%?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
I know. I may be close to top 5.
This nigga.
I know.
I think I'm in the bottom 5. No, that was a joke. I am obviously not in the bottom 5. I'm just saying I don't make as much money as you. Jesus Christ.
I don't want to make you feel bad. I thought it might be real.
No, you don't make me feel bad. My paycheck does that.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you dry your tears with it, Tim?
No, because then they don't cash them. So I'm sorry, it has tears on it.
We won't take your soggy checks. Wow, Tim thought that was funny.
I just picture the person coming to the bank with a soggy check. And the teller slamming the window shut in their face. And they're walking away all dejected. Ooh, that was a funny image.
And then they just cry some more.
It's only going to get soggier. All right. That was good. That's good to go out on. That's Sandcast for this week.
Oh, no, I'm top 20. Not top 10.
Hey, Andy's counting them down from the top 20.
I remember fucking
Atlanta. I'm closer. Sorry.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. Guys, I'm closer to the top 10% in Atlanta than I am nationwide.
I'm glad we settled that.
I am too, because I got to measure myself against other people, Noah, to know what kind of a person I am. Am I a good person or a bad person, Noah? I got to know. My paycheck tells me.
I got something you can measure and you find out how you measure up. It's small. Here you have a small dick.
Bad person, my penis. My insult was not bad.
Good. Anyway, Noah.
Oh, just never trust Chump. Like, that's all.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
It, I'm just often surprised, like, we're still amazed at anything. Like, oh, he said that? He made up some shit?
Yeah, there was a post. I haven't fact-checked it. I haven't fact-checked it, but somebody posted something about, like, Trump's been on the job 50 days. He has lied 219 times. Woo. A little bit of me, I was like, is that all?
Not today, dancing all night.
Ooh, yeah. This week, I hate the fact that just sitting and fidgeting at my desk is enough to make both of my knees ache. And Donald Trump. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Wow. What? Like, just during this podcast, you made your knees ache?
No. This was like Wednesday and Thursday. I don't know, I was working on a project at work, and I have a tendency to fidget. And if I'm holding the rest of my body still, that tends to be like me just bouncing my legs, like, you know, just like using my toes to make my legs bounce up and down. I got to Friday and like it's weird. It's like the joints felt cold on the inside, like they were just sore, but not like muscle soreness. It was like a different kind of pain. And like as I'm walking around, like I keep, like, every time I'd stand up, they would both pop, or like every time I'd straighten my legs out, they'd both pop.
That sounds unpleasant.
I'm like, I'm too old to be fidgety.
Just lay here.
I'm too old for this fidget.
Andy just buy. Andy just buy a coffin and lay in it.
As long as that coffin's got Wi-Fi.
Fuck! I was not keeping track of what we talked about again, and now I have to do the fucking intro. Why do I have a show with an intro in front of it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna re-record the entire intro so I don't have to do that anymore.
Let's see. We talked about Logan. We talked about my company is reorganizing. We talked about tacos and burritos, Crunchwrap Supremes.
Sexual bias. When I feel too pious, I get sexual bias. I'm so stupid. All right.